And I'm hoping I'll get excited in here a few times. A lot of my excitement depends on y'all, you know that. Last week, Pastor Glenn's message it included a mention of the last days. The last days. And the Spirit jumped on those words. Jumped on me. Jumped on those words. And mingled with the very thoughts I've been thinking about this topic. So if I may, I'd like to share today about one aspect of the last days. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. We're going to read a few verses of scripture here to begin with. All right, y'all there, 2 Timothy 3. We're going to begin with verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying his power, and from such people turn away. As we discuss this topic today, let me remind you that Jesus warns us about the deception and being deceived. He gives us several warnings. In Matthew 24, verse 4, it says, "And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you."
Amen.
Pay attention. Amen. So that no one deceives you. Then Matthew 24, verse 24 says this, "For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect." That's the saved people. Even the elect can be deceived. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the following verses. Jesus informs us concerning the signs which will indicate his soon return. That's in Matthew 24 also, verse 5. "For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." There's that word again.
Yes.
"And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilences." We know about pestilence, don't we? "And earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake."
Yes.
"And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many." In verse 13, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." He that endures to the end shall be saved. And he's talking about being saved in heaven. Amen. Now, let's look at one more portion of scripture that talks about deception. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Now, if you or I are not careful, we might receive these warnings as a reason, a justification, even a validation for living very guarded, fearful, and self-preserving lives. We could misread the instructions, believing that we should live on the defense, just hoping that somehow we can hold on and ride out till Jesus comes.
Yes.
That's exactly what the devil wants you to believe. You and I must remember to take all scriptures and rightly divide them. Now, the Bible doesn't teach any defensive strategy.
Amen.
But Scripture does clearly teach us that the world and the spirit of this world, which is the Antichrist, is warring against Almighty God.
That's it.
It's warring against our Lord, our God, and everyone that's aligned with Him. Mm-hmm. Amen. But that is no indication that the Church of God must hide in the shadows, withdraw from society, or tiptoe on eggshells, hoping and praying that we don't offend anybody. Remember, Jesus told us all these things, and the Holy Spirit reiterated them to the Apostle Paul, and he told us again, so that we would be prepared for that hour, not trying to escape that hour. I believe Jesus is coming back, and it's very, very, very soon. Amen? And yes, I'm eager. I'm eager for His return even. But saints, I believe that the fivefold ministry has failed the church by preparing us for an exit rather than preparing us for battle.
Amen.
Yes.
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 Yes. How true.
The early church lived in the hope of the imminent return of our Lord. But they also believed it was their job to evangelize the world.
Yes.
And that Jesus would not return until they had finished the job. Their understanding of evangelism stirred within them a passion, a drive to preach, teach, cast out devils, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. Those early followers of Christ were not hiding out. They weren't praying for Jesus to come and rescue them from this evil world. Amen? They were convinced that they had a responsibility to permeate their culture with the message of the gospel,
yes,
bringing the kingdom of God into direct confrontation with the kingdom of darkness.
Yes. Glory.
Amen? The early church embraced their mission and their commission. Amen? Listen to Jesus in Mark 16. 15 through 18. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and
glory,
they will recover.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. That's you and me, brothers,
yes,
sisters.
Yes.
That's you and me.
Yes,
and here
God
is Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19, what he says. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son, yes, and of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And he told his followers in Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
That's right.
And then the end will come. In Luke 19, verse 13, Jesus tells the parable of the 10 servants who were left to carry on the work of their master. Listen to what is recorded. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come.
Yeah.
Do business till I come.
Amen.
The early church knew that they were living in enemy territory, but they believed that they were equipped with superior weapons.
Amen.
They believed that the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit made them more than a match for the evil of their day.
Yes.
These men and women earnestly believed that Jesus' return would be hastened or hindered based on their endeavor.
Yeah.
So they went forth in divine zeal and purpose to cover the earth with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we talk here this morning, the Christian church is dwindling.
Yeah.
That's true.
There was no anticipation of a soft, comfortable pew on which to sit and hang out till Jesus came. Nothing. These folks were pushing back the forces of darkness as they preached and prophesied, and they healed the sick and they cast out demons. Amen. All the while, the children of God were lifting up the name of Jesus everywhere they went.
Thank you, Lord.
Everywhere.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Jesus' followers actually believed 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children. You have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Thank you, God.
Jesus' followers actually believe 1 John 5:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' followers actually believed that he left them here on planet Earth to carry out a mission, and that he would not return until the mission was completed.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Are we as faithful,
amen,
as radical, as dedicated to the cause of Christ today? Or have we lost something essential in the traditional American church?
Mercy.
The church has lost sight of its mission and is losing sight of our mission. We forfeited the power to carry it out, and we became simply church occupants waiting for Jesus to return. Consequently, our failure, and listen to this, folks, our failure has produced an unbiblical Christianity and an unbiblical Christian. Woe is me.
Forgive us, Lord.
The Bible picture of a New Testament Christian is of a soldier fully equipped in battle armor, consumed by the fire of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
Walking and living in the power of the Holy Spirit, destroying the works of darkness and setting captives free.
Amen.
But the New Testament Christian has been replaced by a lazy, lukewarm, self-serving, self-preserving, complacent, comfort-seeking saint that doesn't even resemble a New Testament believer, whose only ambition is to be comfortable and protected till Jesus comes. Can I say that again?
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
But the New Testament Christian has been replaced by a lazy, lukewarm, self-serving, self-preserving, complacent, comfort-seeking saint that doesn't even resemble a New Testament believer, whose only ambition is to be comfortable and protected till Jesus comes.
Amen. Conviction, conviction.
You and I need spiritual eyes to recognize the rampage of the devil. Parents are either ignorant concerning the forces of evil that desire to destroy their families, or simply no longer provide a hedge of protection around the family unit. Little ones are unaware of any dangers. The youth are being immured by the ever-present temptations that are readily available. For the young adults, the draw has become a party scene of drugs, alcohol, loose girls, and bad boys. And for the middle age, the goal is to accumulate money, no matter what the method. There is an evil deception around every corner.
Amen.
Every corner.
Amen.
It's a sex culture with porn, drugs, muggings, killings, violence of every sort without consideration for life. Our young people today have no consideration for life. That's why they shoot each other all the time. They don't care.
Yeah.
On top of that, countless people are being influenced by anti-Christian religious groups, attempting to gather forces to annihilate those who serve the triune God.
Oh, Father, help us.
Satan is on the rampage. And I do believe that we are experiencing some of the most perilous and treacherous times in history. But saints, hear me. I believe God is also on the move.
Hallelujah.
And He is the top general over the Christian troops that will unite and ignite each other in the revolutionary war against the devil. I am convinced that there is a very strong shaking that is just over the horizon. It's going to shake off some dead branches, folks. It's going to wake up many slumbering saints. And once again, we're going to embrace our mission of bringing the kingdom of God into manifestation to win this world for Jesus. And the result will be a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Fire and power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How long has it been since you have had the Holy Spirit flow through you like a river? How long has it been since you spoke in tongues for any length of time? How long has it been since you felt a burden for the lost that brought tears to your eyes? How long has it been since you prayed, "Lord, send me," instead of "Lord, come and get me"? How long has it been since you have felt the power of God surging through your being? I often pray for this church and everyone in our church or part of our church, that we would receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, a freshman, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because I believe the Holy Spirit baptism is not optional equipment.
Amen. Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit with the ability to speak in other tongues is indispensable and critically necessary for the hour in which we live.
Yes. Yes.
Let's quit acting like ostriches with our heads in the sand. And let's be honest about it. We are at war.
Yes.
We are at war, folks. There are demonic spirits loose in this nation that we have not yet encountered. And these evil entities are controlling vast numbers of individuals, amen, with a collective power that is stronger than ever before. Why? Because the end of days is near, and the enemy is working overtime. You can't fight new level devils with an old level anointing. You can't fight new level devils with an old level anointing. We've got to have fresh oil and more power than we've ever had. Amen. We've got to have fresh oil and more power, folks. Amen. We can't play at church and expect to win in life. We have got to be the church.
Yes.
We've got to get back to pure and simple Bible preaching with power that condemns sin and justifies righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to get back to repentance, to holiness, to sanctification, to consecration, to prayer. And we've got to get back to seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Yes. Will you hear me, saints? Will you hear me? American church used to sing the song, Hold the Fort. Well, we got to have a new song. We've got to have a battle cry.
Yes.
This is not time for holding the fort.
Amen.
This is the time for invading the enemy's camp.
Thank you, God.
This is the time for the army of God to march through the land with deliverance as their song and healing in their hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is time for going up to high places and tearing down the devil's kingdom.
Yeah.
And this is the time for going up to the enemy's camp and taking back everything he has stolen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Everything he has stolen. But Pastor, so much of that sounds so frightening and so negative. That may be, but God always has some promises and some positives to share with us.
Amen.
That's it.
Always.
That's it.
Acts chapter 2, verse 17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Verse 18, and on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Shall be saved. So that's the long and the short of it. We got the devil raising hell, but the saints of God carrying the banner and declaring the kingdom of God at the same time.
Amen.
At the same time. We've got hellfire and holy fire raging at the same time. We've got the love of many waxing cold because iniquity is abounding, but we've got countless souls catching a brand new wind of heaven, being ignited with a fresh baptism of fire. And it's happening at the same time. Amen. We've got demons and angels warring over this nation.
Yes.
Warring for your children and your grandchildren. I guess the only question is, which side are you going to stand on? Which side? Are you going to stand on the negative side and hang your head and cry and bemoan your terrible fate as though the devil's already won? Or are you going to catch the fire of the Holy Ghost, agree with God, and start prophesying and walking in power and authority and enjoy the greatest revival that this world has ever seen? Amen. Amen. No doubt about it, these are the last days. And what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Amen. Stand to your feet, church, and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's shout to the Lord a minute. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest words that should be on our lips right now is thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise your name.
Praise your holy name.
All glory be to our God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Vivian's going to put some words up on the whatever. We're going to shout these words together. Amen. Can we do that?
Yes.
All right. I'm talking about shouting now.
Okay, we're ready.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
All right. With you, we will take back the land. We will enter the enemy's camp.
We will rescue the lost.
You're not loud enough.
We will rescue the lost.
We will set the captives free.
We will intercede.
We will declare your word. We will stand upon your promises. We will conquer evil.
Yes.
With you, we will win.
Hallelujah.
We will win.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Before.
Really?
I told you a lot of things. I grew up in church.
Yes.
I wasn't a Christian most of the years growing up, but I grew up in church. My dad was an elder, and there was time people had trouble occasionally. And the bad trouble that they had was probably not enough food or enough money for a utility bill, something like that. Or there were some times the kids got in trouble, things like that, but it happened seldom. Do you know you could be somewhere where you heard all the troubles right now? And it would be horrifying to you. People that have had stable lives are having trouble.
Yeah.
The devil has grown in his influence so much that every person is subject, and even the people that are struggling are subject to his attacks. Mm-hmm. It's awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
And we have slowly let things be. You know, you can think back at Madeline Murray O'Hare.
Yeah.
She did something real simple. Took prayer out of school.
Yes.
And you can look at the charts, and the school system has gone downhill every year since that time.
Yeah. 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 Never had to do that long
ago. You change it.
Folks, it's time the church
rise up,
because when Madeline Murray O'Hare did that, we didn't care. Mm-hmm. We'll teach them to pray at home.
Huh.
But then they went to school where the devils were and didn't care about prayer. And now we've got two or three, four, five generations since then that don't care about prayer, don't care about God, don't care about anything. They don't even care about life. They'll shoot you.
Or themselves.
Yeah.
The church needs, and I've said this in other messages, the church needs to wake up. We have been just, we've just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
And this church isn't very big, but it's got a lot of power.
Amen.
A lot of influence. And it's time, folks, to do something. We either got to just take it on individually, or we've got to gather and do things corporately, or whatever. Whatever comes from this little message. Participate.
Yes, hallelujah.
And if the corporate isn't participating in anything, do it yourself.
Yes.
And I don't want to embarrass you, Larry. I'm not saying this. Larry had a miracle in his life. He took, he had stage 4 leukemia and God healed him.
Praise God.
Now, that's quite a while ago, 7 years or so ago. I remember when he got the news that he was healed. And Larry was telling everybody that God healed him. Right? Everybody. Do we need something bad like that to tell everybody that Jesus is a healer?
No.
And Larry was just running over.
Yes.
But I don't think you're running over anymore. Things have slowed down.
I've had a lot of miracles since then too. Cheryl's been healed too.
Yeah. And that's one of the traits I hate about human beings. We adapt to the easiest thing.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
Yeah, we do.
And most days, that isn't part of his life anymore, I'm sure. But we've got to get back to, look what God did to me.
Yes.
Look at my testimony.
Yes.
Look at what I can say. That's it. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my soul.
My mind.
My mind, yeah.
Yes, but he saved me just in time.
Yeah.
He done more for me than just that, too. He saved me from heart attack. He saved me from mental hospital. He delivered me when I had bipolar.
Yeah, you had bipolar disorder. That's right. And God healed.
I would never be off medication my entire life.
Praise God.
6 months later, I stopped taking medication. That was 40-some years ago.
Praise God.
Praise God. CHL, and no one ever questioned it, because I've never had a mental lapse since.
Thank
you. God healed me like that. My dad fasted and prayed.
Praise God. Give glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. He is good. He is good. He is good.
Now, folks, I've been working on your reason.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Your thinking.
Hallelujah.
But we've got to get past our thinking, too, and let the Holy Spirit lead us.
Yes.
Let Him know. Swell up inside of us so we
Hallelujah.
Are those soldiers.
Hallelujah.
Amen? We are soldiers of the cross.
Amen.
And I picked on Larry because I know he'd forgive me. But I wanted to make the point. I have the same stuff in my life.
Yes.
There are times I'm ready to tear down whatever. And then there's times that I want to take a nap.
Amen.
Yes.
And you put a bad situation in front of a man that wants to take a nap, what's going to happen? We're going to nap. But not if the Holy Ghost sets that fire within us again. Amen? Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, I'm going to dismiss, but if you want me to pray for you before you head out this door, I'd be happy to do that, okay? Amen?
Amen.
God bless you all. I love you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get our box. Boy, that's okay.